is exhibited by the author for the best advantage of his readers. Quid virtus et quid sapientia possit, utile proposuit nobis exemplar Ulyssen. Should there be any cold-blooded and morose mortals who really dislike this book, I will give them a story to apply. When the great Duke of Marlborough, accompanied by Lord Cadogan, was one day reconnoitring the army in Flanders, a heavy rain came on, and they both called for their cloaks. Lord Cadogan's servant, a good-humoured, alert lad, brought his lordship's in a minute. The Duke's servant, a lazy, sulky dog, was so sluggish that his grace, being wet to the skin, reproved him and had for answer with a grunt, "I came as fast as I could." Upon which the Duke calmly said, "Cadogan, I would not for £1,000 have that fellow's temper." There are some men, I believe, who have, or think they have, a very small share of vanity. Some may speak of their literary fame in a decorous style of diffidence, but I confess that I am so formed by nature and by habit that to restrain the effusion of delight on having obtained such fame to me would be truly painful. Why then should I suppress it? Why...